Hello.
Namaste, Josh Holiday.
What?
It's me, your biggest fan.
Oh, okay. Well, what?
Hello.
Now I do recognize the voice now.
But I threw you off with the namaste.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It's basically a wish for peace for you.
Oh.
Go in peace, kind of arrive in peace, to have a peace, you know, that
okay.
kind of thing.
Yeah,
did you miss me?
Well, I
went on a 2-week spiritual cleanse.
Right, okay.
It was like a saltwater ketchup kind of cleanse, and there were some tears, there was some rage, some bargaining. But then I came through it. You know, the third day was really enlightening when I felt like I could actually see through my body. That was startling.
Yeah.
Turns out my electrolytes were low, but I felt like I could see through myself.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing. It's like what dysentery that feels like. It's like you go mad.
So when you go on this retreat, like is it like an isolation retreat where you're just kind of out
no,
there?
No, I was there with other people who were pursuing the same spiritual path to enlightenment that I was.
Right. Is it co-ed?
Yes, it is, is a little alarming. but you get used to it, you know, you get used to the nudity and the, people going through different levels of kind
of
rage.
Okay, wait. So you're saying it's like clothing free retreat?
Oh, yes. Oh, heavens, yes. And there are no restrictions placed on people. You don't want to tether the soul, you know?
Right, but that just seems a little weird, like seeing strange. Was there any kind of romance or any, like, any embarrassment?
Well, connections, you know, I felt like I got to know people. There was one really nice man who he and I had shared something very, very special. I wouldn't call it romantic exactly because he was 102 and I had to, I saved his life.
Like you gave him CPR or?
Yes, I resuscitated him.
Wow.
For a long time. It turned into kind of like a tantric kind of breathing in through the out through the mouth, in through his mouth.
Oh,
he told me that he'd experienced it before, and he was much more kind of learned at that kind of thing. So I just went with it. I assumed he knew what he was doing.
Oh.
I don't.
So it was like this like long sexual thing?
Well, he tells me that I had an awakening. I don't remember that per se, but he is far more learned than I am.
Sure.
You know, when you get an elder, you don't really argue.
Right.
With an elder, you know.
All right. We gotta get back to the
music.
Oh,
Josh, listen. Just before you go, I just want to say I'm okay with things. Okay. I'm okay with the path that you're on.
Right. Okay.
I recognize
perfect.
That your path is not necessarily my path. That we're on different paths.
Okay.
And your
yeah.
path might not be to spiritual enlightenment right now, but if you find some time that you want to get on my path, because it's really healthy.
Yeah,
it's really, really healthy to be on my path.
I'll bet.
You
want to
get on it sometime.
Sounds very healthy.
And maybe just have a coffee or something.
Tell you
about enlightenment. I can't promise you that you'll...
Yeah.
Because you seem more blocked than I am.
Call me back. I really got to go. Call me back
another
time.
Do you want to meet after work tonight?
No, God, no.
Bring a crystal.